Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody. This is Stephen Julian, normally the co-host of Gwinnett Business Radio.
What's going on here?
But I am pleased and honored to be joined here today by Maverick from Top Gun. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, make sure and check out the press pictures from today, because we'll make sure that he's wearing his sunglasses loud and proud.
We had to go there, didn't we?
We did. It is Mike Salmon and Stephen Julian. Mike, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you look well.
I look like a hockey player.
You do look like a hockey player.
If you know, I just need a few missing teeth, which ironically we have a dentist here in the studio today.
Absolutely.
But yes, I am sporting a black eye.
And we have an internal medicine person who would take care of you if you get hit too hard on the boards.
We do have a medical theme. We have two doctors in the house today, which is ironic, but yes, I'm looking pretty grotesque right now.
Well, you got a shiner from baseball practice, but you have fantastic glasses, which make you look just like Maverick.
Yeah.
And I'm very jealous because you have the hair to pull it off and all, and I don't. So if I put those glasses on.
So if I'm Maverick, then you're Goose.
I am Goose.
Okay,
yeah.
Goose.
Yeah. Who, by the way, has the hairstyle that I have, you know, now.
Right. Cool. And I've noticed for the show today, we've got Alan and Angela as their first names. Ashley is joining us as to watch.
Yes.
So it's a lot of A's.
That's right.
So as the Fonz would say, A.
I was going to say, I was going to go triple A, but that's okay.
Okay.
We've gotten both done.
So, all right. So you're opening the show today because I guess you felt like I wasn't medically ready
You weren't medically cleared, yes. Okay. But I think you're ready to tag in. But we are thrilled to welcome Alan Miller from Dunwoody Internal Medicine and Dr. Angela Wright from Peach Blossom Dental. And I've finished opening the show, and I'll let okay.
Well, keep going. You're doing good.
Okay, great. So
I'll sit here and ice my eye.
So we're going to welcome to both of you. And Dr. Miller, we're going to start with you. You told us off the air we could call you Doc. And also, you've been practicing medicine for more than a couple of years. So tell everybody about Dunwoody Internal Medicine and what you do.
Hi, good morning. I'm Dr. Alan Miller. I'm a board-certified internal medicine physician. I practice in Dunwoody, and I own Dunwoody Internal Medicine. I also have another company inside that practice, which is Alta Pharmaceutical Research Center, and we do medical clinical trials. I've been doing that for quite some time.
Let me ask you about internal medicine, because I was telling my friends about you one time, and they said he's an internist. Isn't that a term you use as well for internal medicine?
Yeah, internist. I mean, that's kind of an old-timey term.
Oh, okay. So don't use
that. People still use it.
So they go, they thought intern. No, he's internal medicine. People don't understand what internal medicine is. Explain what that is.
Well, most people, you know, when you think of internal medicine, think you do something internally, like, you know, you open people up, and that's not actually what we do. Internal medicine is really the practice of adult medicine, and for, you know, for various ages. Usually most internists see, you know, patients from age 16 on till, you know, end of life. And we do more complicated medicine. We do hypertension, coronary disease, you know, asthma, cholesterol disorders. Diabetes is real huge. So the main bread and butter disease processes that we see in society today.
Stephen opened up the interview by saying you've been doing it for quite some time. Talk about starting your business and why you decided to become a doctor. Did you have a choice, or was your dad like, you're going to either be a doctor or an attorney?
No, my dad was in the shoe business, so nice. So that's not how it worked. Basically, I went into medical school out of high school. It was a very unique program. I had a cousin who was at the University of Missouri, and he was in that program, and then I applied, and you know somehow they let me in. We're still trying to figure,
figure that one out.
Right. But I graduated at age 23 as opposed to most people kind of graduate at age 26, 27, and I went to University of Missouri, then did my residency at Emory, and did a year at Harvard doing anesthesia, then came back, and then obviously I've been in practice for, I've been out of medical school 28 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you had an opportunity to go in other parts of medicine. Why internal medicine?
I think internal medicine, just because there's a lot, it's very interesting, and it's always changing. And as an internist, you kind of have to know everything.
You just used the word internist.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's been doing it long enough that when he came out of medical school, they were called internists, right?
And that's not an iPhone app, okay? Right. So, for those out there. All these kids are like, what's an internist iPhone app? I decided to do it because it was a challenge. And if you look at, the way medicine is today, it's very subspecialized. I mean, you have your surgeons, you have, then there's various types of surgeons, general surgeons, orthopedic surgeons. You have internal medicine physicians, and there's a ton of those, cardiologists, pulmonary, infectious disease, nephrology, that's study of, the kidney. And then you have urology and just a radiology. So there's a ton. But as an internist or an internal medicine physician, we kind of have to know everything, and that's a very large task, but it's a challenge, and it is not easy to get it, do that.
Now, most people go see their primary care doctor to get their checkups and stuff. Do people only come to you when something has been triggered of one of these diseases and they need to come see you? Is that how it works, or do people come to you on a preventive basis as well?
They come for multiple reasons. Okay. I mean, some people have chronic disease process like coronary disease, diabetes, et cetera. Some just come for the routine medical checks. Okay. They don't really have a lot of, medical issues, but they want to make sure that they do preventive medicine. And obviously we're different from family practitioners who kind of see a lot of basic issues, and they see children. They sometimes do, gynecologic work. But as an internist, we really focus on specialized adult medicine, and that's what we're trained in.
I would imagine if you set yourself up as, hey, I'm supposed to know everything, that by itself, people are going to, well, I want to talk to the guy who's supposed to know everything, because they'll kind of cover a lot of stuff. So
yeah, we don't have that. In internal medicine, there's always this kind of joke that we don't have the line says, go ask your internist, because we are the internist. So, if you go to your orthopedic doctor and he says, I don't do that, go to ask your internist. So we get a lot of that.
I can see. Kind of a catch-all for everything.
Absolutely.
One of the things, before people come on, we always say, hey, is there anything you kind of want to talk about? You give us good questions and then say, hey, that's a great question. Well, you gave it to us, so thank you. One of the things you had kind of mentioned is about the importance of immunizations. That's something that's been around a long time. It's something that at various times has been discussed, for or against at times. Talk about the importance of immunizations.
Immunizations are incredibly important. If you look at the history of medicine and disease processes, before immunizations were around, we had massive polio epidemics, which were devastating. We had influenza epidemics that would kill tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. We had smallpox. Just a host of other disease processes. Pneumonia would kill people on a hourly basis. And so I'm a huge proponent of vaccinations. I know there's a school of thought out there that vaccinations are bad, but that really is, I don't want to use the word insane, but that is a...
Should we say foolish?
That is a foolish concept to not believe in immunizations. And the way that immunizations work is basically it's herd immunity. If you immunize the whole population or the herd, as they teach you in medical school, you have less chances of having epidemics or pandemics. And that's why I'm a huge fan of it. It is crucial. If you don't get it immunized, you are asking for trouble.
Our guest is Dr. Alan Miller with Dunwoody Internal Medicine. And, Doc, I don't want to get into politics, but the state of health insurance these days and the state of medicine has kind of been in a state of flux, if you will, for the past couple years. How has that affected your practice at all?
It's affected everybody. The way it affects our practices is you know, in a lot of different ways. You know, we're not going to go into the politics of this, but I will say this, that many of the policies that are that have been, you know, in place over the last 10 or 20 years are basically due to lots of big money that has, you know, infiltrated the system and influenced people to vote in certain ways. That being said, yes, when insurance companies charge large premiums and have huge deductibles, it is not a good thing for medicine. It's not a good thing for the general population. It discourages patients from going. And honestly, that's one of the reasons why we're seeing in medicine fewer people going to the their doctor. When you have a $10,000 or $15,000 deductible, people just can't afford that. And that's not how it's designed to be. It's not designed for insurance companies to make the largest profits in the history of their industry and really basically, you know, take the population and put them at a disadvantage. That is not how it works. And that's how it's working now, and that's one of the biggest problems.
I'm wondering if I tend to think I'm very simplistic. I know that's hard to imagine, but
you look simplistic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It would seem to me that some of the solutions is it more that hey, that routine stuff, such as just getting in front of somebody and looking at you know, 70% of the things that could be covered, just get there and get preventive and get seen and get looked at. But because everything's so expensive through insurance, is it more that, hey, let's just turn it more into a consumer base where just come in and pay a flat fee to get looked at? And you know, we were talking about the change in insurance. There is a change in technology. There's a rise in kind of just getting in front of a doctor. I know in my particular plan, something called Teladoc, where you can actually, it's included in what you pay. So it's not free, but it's like, this is what I'm paying for, to just get in front of somebody for the standard stuff.
Right. I mean, there's lots of ways that medicine is changing, and it's changing quickly. As far as you mentioned Teladoc or telemedicine, you know, the people that are in telemedicine are real pro telemedicine because that's their business. They make it. The problem with telemedicine is you miss the physical exam. You miss that contact. You miss the subtleties that we catch on exam. You know, I'm not going to lie. I mean, there are some physicians that don't do the best exams. You know, they're not as meticulous. I happen to be overly meticulous, and I catch a lot of things. So a good example is if you do telemedicine, you can't pick up a heart murmur. That could be an issue. You can't look at them the way that we should. You can't feel their belly, and maybe they have something going on with their liver. So I think that is a problem with telemedicine. Now, certainly, it's here probably to stay. I had a conversation with a buddy of mine who invests in one of those companies, and it is here to stay.
And the goal, your goal that you're stating as an internist or internal medicine physician is...
We've taught you well, Grasshopper.
Is that the goal is get more people in front of the person who knows more, who can help them potentially pick up things, stop things in their track or help them make the right choices moving forward. That's the goal.
That's right. You cannot substitute a video for the physical exam.
Agreed.
You can certainly take a history. You can certainly discuss things, but you never can. And we catch things on physical exam all the time. And that's really the key.
Doc, you've got listed here as one of your companies as well, Alta Pharmaceutical Research Center. Talk more about what is that all about?
That's a company that I created over 20 years ago. And basically, when you see clinical trials that are published that come out in new medications, that's what I do. I help create new drugs. I don't actually sit in the lab and, you know, stir a pot, you know, a vat and make the molecule. That's actually done by someone who's really a lot smarter than me. But we take molecules that may only have numbers. They may not even have names yet. And we develop them. Some of them, you know, don't go anywhere. Some do. And so I've actually done over 100 clinical trials in my career. And we've anywhere from, you know, lipid disorders to asthma to diabetes to gout. And I've helped create a lot of newer drugs. And many of the drugs that are out in the market today, I've been affiliated and part of the consortium.
All right. Well, Doc, for those that would like to find out more about your practice, look into your services, where can they get that kind of information?
Basically, we're an old school kind of, you know, mom and pop kind of concept. And, you know, you can, you know, look up Dunwoody Internal Medicine, certainly on any of the websites, any of the insurance websites. And I have my phone number is 770-458-8381. Again, 770-458-8381. We're currently redoing our website, so that's kind of down. But that's the best way, and we'll answer the phone. I mean, sometimes we're busy, but we will answer the phone, unlike other places that you may call. You may not get that that response. So when we call you with your results, we talk with you. You always see the physician. I do not have nurse practitioners or PAs. That's a whole different story for a whole different time. We can go into that. But, you know, I think you'll find that you'll get good quality care for sure.
And before I let you go, just any advice for like a contusion to the eye that you might want to give? I know you're, you know, more internal medicine, but, you know, you're a doctor, so I thought I'd ask.
Well, most good athletes or great athletes don't get these. So,
I never claimed to be a great athlete.
No, I've been Mike for a long time. We play hockey together, and it's a lot of fun.
Obviously, this interview went one question too long.
But no, I mean, basically, you know, the thing with, you know, ocular contusions is the thing that you don't want to, you know, miss is an orbital fracture.
Right.
And that can be a real problem. But normally, you know, they just take time to get better, 2-3 weeks, and you're just going to look ugly for a while.
Yeah, well, nothing's different there.
Yeah, that's right.
And thank you, Doc. I appreciate that. And no, not to get, again, political, I didn't go see a doctor because I didn't want to spend the kind of money that I would have to get to see a and that's health insurance should not be a reason not to go see your doctor.
It shouldn't be a burden. And
right.
What's happened and where we've lost our track and is we've let the greed in medicine really from the insurance companies, et cetera, take over what's really the most important. And, you know, you can go look it up yourself online, the cost of medicine over the last 15, 20 years. It doesn't correlate with the cost of insurance.
Right. It's too bad we don't have an insurance company rep sitting right next to Alan right now. This would be a really good conversation to have.
There'd be a check against the boards.
Exactly. Exactly.
I was going to ask what the best part of your hockey game was, but I think we just found out what it is.
Yeah, I'm actually a guy that sits in the middle of the eye, in front of the goal, both in clear space for everybody.
That's right.
That's my job, and I do it pretty well.
For those not familiar with hockey, look up the word goon, and you might see Alan's picture.
Hey, Mike scored a lot of goals over the
Thanks,
years.
Right.
Because
Thanks.
Of me
that's right.
clearing space.
Clearing the path. Don't get caught watching the paint dry on the picket fence. Oh, wait, sorry. That's the wrong movie. That was Hoosiers. Dr. Miller, thank you very much for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
So, Maverick, just wanted to remind you, you know, in Top Gun, you fell in love with Charlotte.
I did, right? Goose. I did.
Yeah. And I had your back. And I'm not going to say you've lost that loving feeling. I'm not going to do that. But I will remind everybody that love is what makes a Subaru. Get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people, that's right, real people, sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe, like Goose and like Maverick, you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
I see where you worked with Trey before the show to kind of get the Top Gun music
yes.
queued up.
Yes.
Had you really been on top of things, you would have had the you've lost that loving feeling music
well,
queued up as well, and you could have played that.
So first of all, let's get one thing real clear. Trey is the greatest producer in the history of producery. This was all his idea, and he set it all up, and he did it all, and he executed it flawlessly. So
wrong.
You're not the greatest producer in the history of producery.
I don't know.
All right, so let's move on to our second guest. We are thrilled to welcome Dr. Angela Wright from Peach Blossom Dental. Dr. Wright, welcome to the studio.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Good morning.
Yeah.
How are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. So, Peach Blossom Dental. I have a feeling you help people with their teeth. But talk a little bit, tell everybody a little bit about your practice, where it's located, and just kind of what sets you guys apart.
Okay, so we're a general dentistry practice. I guess it would kind of be like Dr. Miller said, he's the internal medicine doctor.
That's right.
So we're kind of the internal medicine or internal dental doctor of dentistry. General dentists see everything. We do everything. We kind of, if something is a little bit out of our scope, we refer it to the specialist. So that's what I do. I'm kind of a jack of all trades. Our practice is located in Tucker, mm-hmm. Tucker, Georgia. I recently acquired the practice approximately a year and a half ago. So I'm very excited of being a practice owner. I've been practicing, though, for about 13 years.
Okay.
And so now this is another phase of my career of practicing and ownership.
So one of the things that I've seen happen in dentistry over the last few years is it used to be it was just all about the teeth and only the teeth. But
yes.
kind of dental health is being linked to a lot of other health issues.
That is correct.
How have you seen that since you've been practicing? And also, what can people expect for beyond just the teeth with your practice?
So in my practice, we are trying to take more of a comprehensive approach. Most diseases have oral manifestations. And so we've seen over the years that, for instance, people with diabetes, they tend, or heart disease, they tend to have periodontal disease. And so if that's left unchecked, a lot of times they can't get to their internal medicine physician. And so we're the ones who have to kind of punt them over to their, it's like, look, you've got something going on here. We need to take care of it.
And in the past, it was just, hey, there's something going on with your teeth, but it's now kind of been linked and you guys are a way to kind of help them. You really need to go beyond just getting this done with your teeth.
That's correct. Yeah.
You need to get to the internist or internal medicine physician. See, there's that's a reason correct. Why we brought them both on.
Exactly. You mentioned, by the way, that you purchased the practice 13 years ago or so?
Practicing for about 13 years. But I purchased the practice a year and a half ago.
Before I get to the question I was going to ask, I do have to ask about Peach Blossom. It obviously was already named Peach Blossom.
No.
Talk about the name.
Good question.
So there's a little history behind that. So I am originally from Wilmington, Delaware. And so.
Go Blue Hens.
Yes, go Blue Hens. Very good. Very
You're
good.
Welcome.
Not a lot of people know a lot about Delaware. However, we were the first state, and our flower is the peach blossom.
Ah.
So I figured that, living here in Georgia, since now I'm a Georgia peach, I could put the peach blossom and the peach fruit together and have the name of my
cute
little dental practice.
That is really cool. So you linked your home to your new home.
That's
correct. That's really good.
Yeah.
So you had something that you gave us in your information pack that I just went, oh, I have to make sure I ask this question. Metal-free dentistry. So
yes.
To me, that means that only jazz music is playing in the background, but I think it means more than that. So tell us about metal-free dentistry.
Well, that's not true. Occasionally, I will have some Led Zeppelin playing.
Okay.
But
I like it.
But no, metal-free means we try to concentrate on the composite fillings, not the amalgam. The amalgam are the silver. Europe has completely banned the amalgam fillings because there are traces of mercury in them. So we'd rather not even put them in the mouth. They haven't banned it here yet in the U.S. Again, you never know what's behind that. Could be padding of pockets, but but research has shown that there are traces of mercury in the amalgam. So I prefer not to use them.
And not to promote your competitors necessarily, but if it's not banned, is there still a good percentage of dentists and dental practices that are still using metal filling?
For sure.
Okay.
Number one, it's cheaper.
Ah.
Number two, there are plenty of insurance companies that will only cover amalgam fillings.
Wow.
And so you approach the patient and you tell them, well, your insurance only covers this. You have to pay extra for the composite fillings. And it's like, well, I want only what my insurance covers.
Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you this question. As a dentist, I'm dying to ask you this question. I see these commercials for these things on TV that straighten your teeth. You somehow, I don't know, you buy this kit and you send it in and then they send you this package back and it straightens your teeth. It seems too good to be true. I'd love to get a professional opinion of what it is that I'm watching on these infomercials.
A little advice on that. Never speak to a dentist about Smile Direct Club.
Okay.
We can't stand it. And it's because just like with the it's almost like Teladoc. I mean, you never see the patient. You never see their teeth. They get an impression taken. It's sent off somewhere and you're straightening their teeth. No joke. I had a patient. She was in the Smile Direct aligners. She came in. She was worried about straightening her front teeth, but she came in for a cleaning. her front teeth were all black from decay. And she was worried about straightening them. Those teeth are going to need to come out in probably a year or so, but you're paying all this money to have them straightened, which makes absolutely no sense.
But she'll have the most straightened, decayed teeth.
She'll have the most straightened. That's right.
They'll fall out straight, I guess.
That's correct. So there's a lot of controversy in the dental community because doctors and we just don't feel like we're getting the representation because, I tell you, if you talk bad about them, it's...
So if people want to straighten their teeth, they need to do it through their dental practice. And what do you recommend in that scenario? What do you guys use?
We use Invisalign, okay. Or we use ClearCorrect. They're one and the same. And basically what happens is you come in, we do an exam, make sure there's no cavities, make sure there's no disease process like periodontal disease, because again, there's no need to straighten your teeth if they're moving.
Right.
That's not going to stop. So we like Invisalign or ClearCorrect, and usually now with all the innovations, six to 8 months is average.
It seems like, and I don't want to get too far off topic or down a rabbit trail, but it seems like in both of our interviews here today, with the rise of technology and the rise of, one-click Amazon and I'll just order it online, there are some things you need to go see a professional.
Yeah.
There are some things where you need to physically, and, Dr. Miller said the physical examination. There's something that we can't just do everything online.
Right.
Right.
That's correct.
There are some things you got to go see a professional and get professional opinion on.
So you can't go to newkidney.com.
Right. Right. Just, inject this and we'll get a measurement and we'll send it to
you.
We'll send you
your brand new kidney.
Yeah. Exactly. When you get your car up on the, while you're getting your tires rotated, ask them to open up and put your kidney in.
I do want to ask you the same question I was asking Dr. Miller earlier about why you decided to get into this profession.
Well, I had a very influential dentist and orthodontist combo when I was growing up in Wilmington, Delaware. They were brothers, and my mom was very adamant about taking me to the dentist every 6 months. So I did see, because she was not afforded that opportunity. So I did see, going to the pediatric dentist, he made it fun for me. I was very enthusiastic about going every 6 months. I did have some cavities, but the process made me so that as I became an adult, I never waned on my 6 month checkup. So I feel like I wanted to instill that same enthusiasm for other adults and for other kids.
Did I hear her right, Stephen? As a kid, she looked forward to going to the dentist?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
I like going to the dentist.
Yeah, I'll jump on that.
Your mom's a miracle worker.
Well, I had a dentist. I wouldn't say I enjoyed. I mean, I was thrilled, but I knew he cared about me. I knew he was looking out for my best interest, and it wasn't awful.
Exactly.
Right?
And I just feel like, I have so many adult patients that have neglected their teeth because, and it's only because of fear. And I mean, the fear is real. So, it takes a lot to overcome that. And I really thank them for just taking the first step, because that in and of itself is a lot for some people who have been traumatized as kids.
Isn't the fear is real? Isn't that another theme from Top Gun? Overcoming your fear a little bit. This show's taking real kind of.
You're just stomping that Top Gun thing to death, aren't you?
And here's what I'm going to say. We play the Top Gun theme. Dr. Wright, you were on here because you work with Ashley Lale from Benco Dental, and Ashley's been on a former show.
I remember her.
She works with you. Yep. And
she's awesome.
She might have let slip to me that you are actually still active military in the Air Force Reserves, correct?
That is correct. I am an active Air Force Reservist. I drill at Robins Air Force Base. Woohoo! in Warner Robins, Georgia. I go there once a month, and I enjoy serving my country.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And does anybody walk up to you and go, hey, Doc, look at my teeth real quick before I go?
Of course they do.
Nice job, Stephen. You brought the whole show full circle.
I love it. This is great. Okay, sorry. Last question. Man, I just was basking in the glory of being able to tie it all together. Remind everybody exactly where you guys are located. And you guys are accepting new patients at Peach
yes,
Blossom Dental.
We're always accepting new patients into our dental family. And that is one of the things that we try to stand out with. We try to really make a relationship with the patient, and we want to see you again. We want to, the doctor that I brought the practice bought the practice from, he had seen three generations of patients, which to me is amazing. Wow. And he was very fulfilled with that. And I want to do the same. And so, make a long story short, we're at 2256, Northlake Parkway, Suite 150. And, our internet is, our website is peachblossomdental.com. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook, all the hip stuff. I guess that's it. Oh, and our telephone number is 770-934-5144. Again, that's 770-934-5144.
Love it. Dr. Wright, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Mike, I took over the beginning of the show so that I could introduce you as Maverick, but
No. You're finishing this sucker off.
Man, but you're so good at ending the show.
You can't drive a car and then get in the passenger seat halfway through or at the end.
Sure I can.
No, you can't.
Because I have a good internist. I'll go see if I...
I'm just going to sit back here with an ice bag on my face, and I'm just going to let you finish it off.
I have a picture of that. So also want to thank Dr. Alan Miller from Dunwoody Internal Medicine and also Alta Pharmaceutical Research Center. I want to remind everybody that you can listen to this show or any of our other great Business Radio X shows by going to businessradiox.com. On the top right there, it says check out our studios. Make sure you click on the Gwinnett Studio. Listen to this and all the other shows. Also, if you are into podcasting and have your favorite podcasting platform, just search Gwinnett Business Radio. You can pull up our episodes there. So just a reminder that our show goes live every Thursday at 10 a.m. Sometimes you'll hear occasional things on the live show that you don't hear on the podcast, but that's because of our great producer editing the shows afterwards. So
I've got nothing else. I'm just waiting to see what Trey's going to do here at the end. I feel like he's got something else up his sleeve.
We're all anxious with anticipation. So for our guests, Dr. Miller and Dr. Wright, and for the great Maverick, this is Goose saying we'll see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!